Chief. I was just asking all the devotees that what is
the expectation from this course, what we are expecting from this course. So I can accordingly, I put the subject.
Expectation means some theory knowledge and practically how to apply in day to day life.
Yes. Or any other thing you want, like Prabhu said, he wants to have some basic understanding or some knowledge about deity worship. He also wanted to know the standard procedure or the way of, you know, worshipping the deity. Mataji said that wants to know the real procedure, and at the same time we get the proper mood and without offense.
One thing I will suggest, Prabhuji, whatever is done in the temple procedure, that we cannot follow it in that home.
Yeah.
That is not possible.
Yes, so there are two different ways of deity worship.
Yes. Temple worship, we just not possible to perform at home because time limits.
Yes. You know, in some cases, some devotees have little tendency to know it by full. You know, some devotees have tendency to know it by full, even the temple procedure also, because it can be helpful in, you know, in a future sometime in, you know, temple management or sometime administration, or like in some cases they have tendency to know full, even though it may not apply right now. Yeah. So there is one. So now, what I will do, what I am thinking to do, I will go for the simplified process, which is basically for the devotees staying in the houses or home, congregation, or simplified process. There is elaborate process, which is mainly for temple, but some of the process, some of them, which like I had discussion with Jananivas Prabhu. So he also suggested that we should not just be limited with the simplified process of the deity worship. He said that there are certain things which are done in the temple can also be followed at home. Doesn't mean everything. Like simplified process is very simple, like for the neophytes, where everyone knows the simplified process, you know, to do some small puja and offer the bhoga with the three mantras, and that's a very simple process. That is everyone is doing, I think. Everyone is doing. Still, we will talk on the ideal simplified process, and Prabhupada's recommendation on the simplified process. We have some Prabhupada quotation from the letters, Prabhupada letters. And there are, deity worship is such a big subject. Yeah. So that includes so many things. So many things. You know, so many things is like, it includes worship of Tulsi, worship of Saligram, worship of Jagannath, Radha Krishna, worship of Kornithai, then worship of Guru, Narsingadev. It includes Naimittik, you know, service, that is Naimittik service, that includes worshipping of festivals, worshipping the deities in the festivals, Janmashtami festival, Radhashtami, Vyasa Puja of Guru Maharaj, you know, that all comes in Naimittik. So that is also one part. So it is very vast subject. It includes following the vratas, Damodar Mas, Adhik Mas, everything, Chatur Mas, everything comes under that. Hare Krishna. You know.
Ekadashis.
Yeah, all Ekadashis. and so many things. But now that's why I asked, if you want to have a little idea what are the things can be included. I already said many things, but just I can sanskaras, part of deity worship is from Banjaratri. Initiation ceremony. Then deity installation. So these are some of the things which I, even the Gayatri Mantra, chanting of Gayatri Mantra. So all these parts are included in this. Hare Krishna. So now you have choice to give your expectation.
Yeah, I think sanskar and
of course cannot be covered in 4 sessions. But like up to what standard, up to what level?
Basically can take, when anybody, child is born, so what is, how to worship TTP, because some
contamination periods.
Some basic things we can have.
Yes, and deity worship for, different places, different standards for Mataji and Hare Krishna. Examine the different place. This is deity worship lecture. So, come forward. I would like to ask again because I think this is the strength today. 3 more to come in case if they are coming. Next. Three Matajis. They are supposed to come, but they will come from next week. As for what? And the devotees. That's not our part. Well, deity installation and initiation ceremonies and all these things, I really doubt whether you are going to do it. But the idea is that if you have a little bit of overview of these things, then you can have the concept clear. What is this going on? What is deity installation? What they are actually doing? You may not know the method, you may not know the procedure of doing everything, but at least you know the concept. And you know the concept, and you know the concept of initiation ceremony, you know the concept of worship of Tulasi. And now, there are different deities, different way of worship, mainly similar, but little changes are there. So again, because there are 2 more devotees, I would ask again, I was asking that what you are expecting from this, what you want to know from this course, what you are feeling to learn.
What you discuss, I which areas are covered in that?
Like it can be covered the mood of deity worship, the the Krishna conscious guideline behind deity worship, why we are doing deity worship, and many things will be covered. Today I am going to speak only to introduction of deity worship, and then I can include the simplified process and overview of elaborate process. What you want, what you are expecting, what you want to do after doing this course. What do you want to do after this course? Simplify. Everyone has answered. What you are expecting?
After means the concept will be clear and the deity worship as well as whenever we go to temple then that mood will be created like.
Or you are supposed to find the faults in the temple worship? Oh, this is not as per the standard. Okay, and Prabhu, you, what you are expecting from this course? Just doing like that? Just for the sake of doing or what? Ideally, the minimum requirement should be at least Harinam Diksha. But because you are passed out from Bhakti Sastri, so that's why you can be included as per VIH standards. So, because in this there are few things which are only for Brahmins, you know, which are only for Brahmins, but because this is Sankirtan movement, so that's why the same concept and mood can be achieved even who is not duly initiated. So I start and try to finish the introduction, and then we'll have a little small exercise, and then we will have the next Monday. So is that okay if I'm talking about the mood and the science behind deity worship in these four sessions? The simplified process of deity worship and overview of elaborate deity worship in the temple, you know, which includes a little Brahminical way of worship the deities, you know. So even the devotees who are Brahmin initiated, we have two Brahmin initiated devotees here right now, the devotees who are aspiring to take Brahmin initiation, sometime they are changing the worship, you know, they change the worship standard of worship. Like for example, I don't know what you are following at home, but there are few things which you can include, improve in your deity worship with the Gayatri mantras. So that you can do. I think some of you are doing already. Yeah, using the Gayatri mantras in deity worship. So, yeah, so we will discuss that in this, using the Gayatri mantras in this. And apart from this, there are few things which is mentioned, which are like, some are mudras and all. If you have seen, sometimes pujaris are doing mudras.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, people like it. The mudras like it, but there are many mudras, or we can just give some overview of mudras, not everything, or maybe which are most, you know, used mudras, that only we can just talk on, discuss on, that you can learn. So let's start talking about it. Devotion, introduction to devotion. ओम ज्ञातिमिरांदशिज्ञानांजनशलाख्या चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम। इट वुड बी बेटर इफ यू कैन मेक द नोट्स, सो देन यू नो सम डिवोटीज हु कुड नॉट यू नो मैनेज टू कम और दे वांट टू गेट सम नोट. So you can
record though.
recording is going on here, so you can use that whatever you want. You can use that. Also, the idea behind this deity worship sessions we are keeping after Bhakti Shastri course is actually, it is now included in the Bhakti Shastri course. It is already included now in Bhakti Shastri course, but it is optional. So we are conducting it so that, you know, all of you can conduct the same course to your different areas, you know, to different places. You can also teach this thing. There is nothing, something very much, you know, like, oh, we are not panditas. How can we teach how to worship deities? You know, we are not pujaris also. But if you just know this much, this course, you can give this much to many others. So, the knowledge, it is said that the more you give, the more you get. So don't just keep it with you. You should give it to others. You have to make the arrangement to give. You know, you have to create the situation that you can give. Because people, they don't know what they need, but you know what they need. So we should give them what we have. So the idea is also this, as earlier I told you, that I expected all the Bhakti Shastri students to become Bhakti Shastri teachers, and all of you should, you know, at least be able to, you know, teach Bhagavad Gita and other books, if not as per the standards of Bhakti Shastri, but at least you know the deep meaning or the deep understanding of these books. That should be utilized. If you don't utilize, then what happen? What will happen? Washed away. It will go away. If you don't utilize your knowledge, then it will not stay with you. Otherwise, why Krishna required to give Bhagavad Gita knowledge again? Sa kale neha mahata yogo nashta parantam. In the influence of time, even the knowledge given by God was lost. So what about us? If we don't utilize our knowledge, so the next question comes, do we want knowledge always remain with us? Or we are okay with just a little entertainment in our day-to-day life? So knowledge should not be considered to be, you know, a spiritual entertainment. Inside, you know. So any course, any discourses, they are not spiritual entertainment. It is for enlightening our consciousness as well as to enlighten others. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. So let us start few points of deity worship. The basic problem of all the soul, of the conditioned souls, or all the living entities, is that we are having the tendency to try to lord it material nature. We have tendency to be an enjoyer, and we are in the forgetfulness of Krishna. We are, you know, wandering from this planet to that planet to this planet to that planet, different species. Anadi karma phale padi bhavar navajale. You know what is that stoka? Anadi Bahirmukh. We have Krishna Bhulaji, Anadi Bahirmukh. We have forgotten Krishna since time immemorial. And because Krishna is very merciful, he doesn't want his servants or his devotees or his pardon parcels to be separated from him. So he makes different arrangements so that the living entities who are conditioned in this material world, they can come back to him. That is his whole plan, the idea. This material world is considered to be the prison house, and the real life is outside the prison. It's never in the prison house. So, until and unless we revive our Krishna consciousness to in constitutional position, the actual position, we will not be able to situate in our Satchidananda quality. Our quality is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. But these qualities will not manifest until and unless we are completely purified of material contamination. And this material contamination can be purified by different processes. First of all, we should list out what are the ways Krishna tries to help the living entities. Some of you can say, you all know about all these things. I am just briefing you all that.
Swadharma, through Arjuna tells you to engage in your duty, and then he slowly comes to the Paramdharma.
Okay. Yes.
And he comes in every yuga to see the Yugdharma.
So somebody should write down. Somebody can write.
So that the living entities can have the pastimes of Supreme Personality.
Write in the brief. Because I just want to, you know, make it like what the devotees are saying about this. Yes. So one is said that to bring from Dharma to Swadharma. What you are saying? From Swadharma to Parodharma. Paramdharma, he said. And you
say every you.
And you say is Prabhu. Second is that he personally comes.
Personally.
He incarnates. This and some other devotee can. The question is that what Krishna, does or makes the arrangement to bring the conditioned soul back to Godhead. What are the arrangements Krishna is making out of his mercy? So he said that he gives knowledge, then he said that he personally comes. So what are the means? We should list out what are the different ways Krishna
arranges. Krishna comes himself. Krishna sends the Guru, Krishna sends sadhus, bhaktas, scripture, everything,
okay.
And dhammas.
Okay.
Everything he sends so that people are engrossed, so people will be motivated and they can come.
Yes.
Krishna gives the holy name by which cleans our heart and engage in his this deity worship is also one of the way, and prasadam.
Okay. You want to say something?
Bhakti Yoga.
He gives Bhakti Yoga. Okay. You want to say something? Anything which is not listed so far?
Krishna generally comes to for his devotees.
Yeah. Paritranaya sadhana vinasha dushkritam. He gives Vedas. Taine Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye Mohyanti Asura. Taine Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye. He gives the Vedas, the knowledge.
Even in the material world, he has given so many, it's been very nice arrangement, like the Prakruti sun is, you know, rising, then air is moving, and
yes.
He is in, like, by moon he is giving, you know, the, means these vegetables, and by sun he gives heat, light and all this, so material world also
he gave Varnashram system.
He also gave to practically trained how to do bhakti.
Yeah, he personally taught how to do it. And one of the most merciful aspect of this is his deity form. One of the most merciful aspects is deity form. Because this is something which you can, like how you will appreciate the mercy of Krishna. You know, if you see with a deeper understanding about this, then you will be able to understand that how deeper, you know, how, means up to what extent he is prepared to help the devotees. Yeah. He is giving his own, you know, representative, or he is just giving, okay, you worship me as, you know, make some deity form and worship. You cannot touch me directly, you cannot talk to me directly, you cannot offer anything directly, because you are conditioned soul, so I appear in form of deity to you and do everything whatever you want. Whatever you want. You can just throw me in the water to bathe me, or you know, whatever you want. You can offer me, you know, the chapati without salt, you know, whatever you want. You can give whatever you want to do. Just see the merciful aspect of, you know, the Supreme Personality, that he is giving his own deity form. Yes, you know, so we can worship. Now, in different age, there are different processes. Just open it. So you all know what are the four different. In a process of worship, you know, or the way to go back home, back to Godhead. So somebody just quickly say Satyuga one by one. Satyuga,
yeah.
Okay, Prabhu.
Treta tap, Treta yagya.
Yagya, Prabhu, you say.
Dwapara Archana.
Archana and you, Hare Krishna. Kaliyuga is the Hari Ram. You know. So. There are many questions about this. No? It was Dwapar Yuga that Archana Vidhi is the most, you know, prominent, or it was the Yuga Dharma. And this is Kali Yuga. And we are chanting the holy name. So there are many things behind this. Then what was the reason Srila Prabhupada was worshipping the deity? This is not Yuga Dharma. Yeah, many things are like this.
Hare Krishna. One reason is the first Sandhya is going up for 10,000 years. So both are 80 worship as well as Dhanam is going on. This is the one thing. And second thing is
24 hours we cannot
chant. Bhagavad Dharma and Pancharatra, yes. Both are combination.
Yeah.
So
we are going to discuss that part also today in the introduction, because this is the basic understanding about deity worship. So that's correct, Bhagavad Dharma and Pancharatik both. But we must know why Prabhupada taught these two things together.
Maybe because if you simply go for Bhagavad Dharma, people will think of Niraka.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Deity worship gives Sakar the great direct, because since Krishna is far, far away, we don't know. It is a happy day, you said already. So this must be a happy day to these other people simply chanting. They think this is Niraka.
Yes.
By practically engaging in the devotional service.
Practically serve the deity, it is like a relationship, personal relationship.
Yeah, it serves so many things.
Attachment is
there. Yes, personal attachment.
You have to do this thing after, once we...
Yeah.
In fact, I heard in lecture, like Prabhupada said, like, generally material world, like, once he like that, one good thing, like, boy is there, good flower is there, and he want to give to his girlfriend. But Prabhupada told like this Mataji, they have obtained that garlands with the Krishna. Like whatever the good thing they offer, like this way they are making pretty.
Yes. This is something like, you know, there was a boy who was very much attracted with the, you know, with his girlfriend. He was from his girlfriend, and mainly he was captivated with the eyes of his girlfriend, you know. And then Ramanujacharya, and he saw him, and he was very attracted. What are you attracted with? You know, what are you attracted for? Well, I'm attracted all the time. I just keep on watching my girlfriend eyes. And he said, why? So, it's the most beautiful eyes I have ever seen. Then Ramanujacharya said, if I show you even more, you know, beautiful eyes than that, would you get attached with even that? So he said, sure, why not? If you have some even more beautiful eyes than that. Then he took to Ranganath deity, and then he saw the lotus feet, and then gradually he saw the eyes. Yes, by the mercy of Ranganath, by the prayers of Ramanujacharya, he got transformed, and he became devotee of Ranganath, and he got Diksha from Ramanujacharya. And even that girlfriend was also, you know, initiated by Ramanujacharya. And then Ramanujacharya told them to get married and serve the deity, the Ranganath, the form of Ranganath, and don't get attracted with each other's eyes, get attracted with the eyes of the deities. You know? So, so we have tendency to forget the things. Like in earlier, Krishna gave knowledge to Brahma. You know, then Brahma is supposed to, you know, then we are, as per Srimad Bhagavatam, we learn that Brahma divided into Brahma gave one Veda, then it was divided in four Vedas. Vyasadeva. And then later on, many. Yeah. So, in Vedas, there are different processes are mentioned, different ways to worship. That all includes all these four processes: Dhyana, Yajna, everything mentioned in Vedas. Earlier, when Vedas were given by God, there are two asuras, demon, Madhu and Kaitava. They were, you know, considered to be the stool of universal form, Vishnu. So these asuras, they stole the Vedas from, or the knowledge from Brahma. And then Vishnu had to appear and kill them, Madhu, and then he became Madhusudan, Madhu and Kaitav. He had to kill them. Then Brahma came again. I need the knowledge. He wanted the knowledge again. Then Vishnu again told the whole, you know. But then he said that, how do I give you everything again? Then he said, okay, give the essence. Give the essence. And that was taught to Brahma. And that is what actually one Veda is. Trust taught to Brahma. Then, from Veda, it came Agamas. And you know what Agama is? No, Agama, yeah, it can have subordinate, can be there, but Agama is, it is something which is coming out of it. Means Agama is which are the essence of Vedas. It is, you know, something taken from Vedas. That is Agama. Now, I'll give the exact definition. Okay. Agama means that which comes from something. Agama means that it coming from the Vedic scripture. Vedic literature have all the different rules and regulation, you know, all different conversation, discussion, everything is mentioned in Vedas. Means after reading scriptures, Vedas, sages, they made many other things subordinate to that. Means taken out of Vedas. You know, supplementary, we can call. So these documented activities or the culture or the and the reason of following all these things into systems, so they are called agamas. So, agamas have many different varieties. And it has different way of worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know. So, what is the main purpose of all the Vedic literature?
To know Krishna.
As per Vedas, what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? What is the essence? Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedas. Then what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? You just select one sloka from Bhagavad Gita. Okay, and what is the essence of that sloka?
Be a devotee.
From that sloka. From that particular sloka. The one word, first word. Manma is the first word. The manmana is the first word. Is the essence of all the Vedas, all the literatures, all the knowledge itself. Now, how you will understand this manmana? Smartavyam satatam Vishnu. Na vismartam. What is it? Vismartavyam na jatujit. This is all the do's and don'ts are subordinate to this one truth, that is always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So all the knowledge, let it be sambandha jnan, abhideya jnan or prayojan jnan. The Vedas are giving sambandha jnan, abhideya and prayojan everything. But the agamas are giving it's a creation of the sages and it gives even more essential parts. So sambandha is to re-establish our relationship with the Lord. I am servant, he is master. The Brahma Bhuta, you know, platform. I am the soul, he is the master. I am not this body. Then abhideya is a process, how to worship, how to please him or how to get him. The process part is abhideya part. And then prayojan is what is the goal, what is to be achieved or what we are looking for. A prayojan. So in agamas there are mainly, one of them is Vaikanas is purely based on Vedic mantra. That is one of the upasana, one of the worship, the way of worship is purely Vedic mantras, based on Vedic mantras, Vaikanasa. Now you may get, what is this Vaikanasa and why to understand? We will come to this point. Vaikanasa, what is it? Vaikanas is purely based on Vedic mantras and less part of rituals. There's so much emphasis on mantras. You have to chant so many mantras, you know, whole suktas, that sukta, and this mantra and that mantra, and so many. And if you just make a little mistake in that, whole process is gone. Like for example, Purusha Sukta Mantra. A Purusha Sukta Mantra should not be sung in, you know, like as a matter of just a nice, you know, sound vibration or enjoyment, or it is, you know, like some musical way. Purusha Sukta Mantra should be sung in a prescribed method given by Shastra. You know, sometimes you have seen the devotees singing Purusha Sukta Mantra in temple. I sing sometime Purusha Sukta Mantra. You might have seen some, you know, Yajna's time, some Brahmana's, some typical way of singing it. That should be maintained. At the same time, the mood should be there, mind should be clean. You must know the meaning of it, otherwise you don't get the fruit. You know, so it should be very, it's very complicated as such. You have to, but in the earlier ages, people used to do this. You know, so what happened? There is one more problem in this. Vaikanas requires certain standard, like must be Brahmin, must be, you know, and Vaikanasa system can be followed only by certain people. Like it requires taking birth in the same family. Like for example, you know, in Jagannath temple we have standard that worship, deity worship will be followed by only one family, and so all the descendants, they can do it. In Ramanujacharya, in Sri Sampradaya, South India, if you go, Srirangam and other places, that time, even Ramanujacharya time also, there are many such families. They directly come from that parampara and they can only chant these mantras and they can worship the deities. Not everyone. Rituals, very less. Mantras, very much. So, because of these difficulties people were facing, so sages, they created Tantra. The second part is Tantras. You know, there are many agamas, but Tantra is one of the agamas. So, it's called Tantric. So, don't consider the Tantric to be black magic here. You know, what we call Tantric here, sometimes it's considered to be black magic. But Tantric means who is following Tantra. And Tantra is also same like Vaikanas, same like that. But in this, the modified version. Here the rituals are heavy. Rituals are so many rituals. And the mantras, they use only seed mantra or the Gayatri mantras. Yeah, only Gayatri mantras. So instead of chanting big, you know, suktas and mantras and Vedas and these and sahitas and so many things, instead of that, they have minimized with only Gayatri mantras. You know, seed mantra, beach. Seed is the source of everything. So just chant that mantra and worship. Yeah. And there will be many rituals like, you know, these mudras, what we are doing. The mudra is part of Tantric. So they are worship yantra, yeah, they worship tantra system has yantra worship, you know. And they also worship Saligram. And Saligram was worshipped even in Vaikanas also, they worship. So tantra is more ritual, less mantras. But still they have the same problem. They should be coming from the same family, tantric family, otherwise cannot be. No. So that's why minimizing so many mantras and giving a lot of ritual, in emphasis on ritual, for that another thing came up, which is called Pancharatrik. But tantra mainly includes five worship. Panchopasana. You know that Panchopasana? That is Sun, Vishnu, Sun, Ganesh, Shiva and Durga. worshipping five. That is called tantric vidhi, panchopasana. So many Mayavadis also follow this tantric process. I would like to say Vishnu, Sun, Ganesh, Shiva and Durga. No. So many, not Mayavadi, but we can call Nirvisheshavadi or Brahmavadis. You know, they use this tantric vidhi. They use this tantra vidya. You know. Mayavadi is totally out. They have no place in spirituality. Krishna has kicked them out by word abuddhaya in chapter 7. You know, in chapter 7, Krishna said about alpabuddhaya and abuddhaya. Alpamejasam, the demigod worshipper are less intelligent, and Mayavadis are buddhaya, no intelligence. So they are nowhere in this. But Brahmavadis, like Kumaras, you know, they were not Mayavadis, but they were in the Brahma platform, Brahmavadis. So that is different than Mayavadi. Okay. So, this you know, Panchopasana is something like Durga is a platform of senses, on the sense platform. If you go in the detail, then Ganesh, then Sun is a Jyoti, is a light, platform of, you know, worshipping the lights. Then Ganesha is worshipping some particular demigod. And sometime Ganesh is also under that category. There are worship of people, like, you know, earlier in the Bhakti Sasri we discussed this thing, that people have tendency to worship anything coming in the, you know, out of mind. Demigod, today worshipping demigod, but they can worship any other people also. So that level. Then Shiva, Shiva is on the Brahman platform. And the Vishnu is more of goodness.
Prabhuji, reading this letter of devotion, where it is written, in the worship of Krishna also, first worship Ganesh, somewhere it is written.
Yeah. As a part of ritual.
Yes.
Yes, it's part of ritual. Even if you go in the sanskaras, and other books, and you know, like what we have different process. So even the sanskara also, we are supposed to worship, you know, first guru and then certain, you know, parampara, and then even the Ganesh is also listed in that. So that's it, just to get the auspiciousness, you know. So that we'll try to include in the next, you know, overviews of the different sanskaras and all. So now, Pancharatri is after this thing, Vaikanas and Tantra. The Pancharatri is combination of Vaikanas and Tantra. So, they are using both the Vedic mantras, but not the way it was in that. And they are using also rituals, Pancharatri. You know. So rituals are in a more, you know, balanced way, in Pancharatrik way. Yeah. So, and they are not so complex, whole system is not so complex, and at the same time it is not so simple, Pancharatrik Vedi. Yeah. And that is the system which is propagated by Narad Muni. You know, there are 108 Pancharatras. Pancharatra means the knowledge which was given in five nights. That is Pancharatra. You know. 108 different Pancharatras. There, you know, different sages, they have learned the knowledge in five nights. That is Pancharatra. You know. This, and due course of time, many Pancharatras disappeared. managed. Then again there was a need of Pancharatra system. So Narad Muni inquired from Lord Shiva about the Pancharatra Kriya. And Lord Shiva gave him the knowledge. It is not that it was only in 5 nights only it should be given. There is no such rule. But the knowledge was given, it took 5 nights, that's why it named Pancharatra.
Knowledge was given to Narad Muni or in the beginning?
Lord Shiva gave the knowledge.
Before
earlier, Brahma.
Brahma gave to Narad Muni.
Yeah. So, Lord Shiva gave knowledge to Narad Muni and that became Narada Pancharatra. So, we are followers of Narada Pancharatra. So, if we don't follow this, then we are making chaos. That is given in the scripture. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatrikim Vidhim Vina, Ekantiki Harir Bhakti, Utpadayava Kalpate. If we don't follow this Pancharatrik system, we don't follow Shruti, Smriti and Puran, or mainly Pancharatrik mark, you know, then we will create, you know, mess or havoc in the society. So Srila Prabhupada has taken Pancharatrik mark at the same time, you know, with the Bhagavat mark. Now there are two mark. One is Pancharatrik mark, is more or less we can call it a sadhana bhakti or sadhana mark, you know, Pancharatrik mark and Bhagavat mark, which can be considered to be raga mark. The Pancharatrik or sadhana is for conditioned souls. By doing some regular, you know, worship, by doing, following the rules and regulations, or to clean the heart, we require our senses to be engaged in some activities, and that's why it is called Vidhi Marg or Pancharatrik mark to be followed. Some do's and don'ts to be followed. It is some, as it's very clear to understand. Like in the beginning, when somebody is going to the school or something, you know, so there are many rules and regulations. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. But when we are used to it, it becomes natural. And what is Raga Mark? Bhagavat Mark? Yeah, what is that? What are the qualities in that? What is actually Bhagavat Mark? What is that in that?
Bhagavat is chanting, reading Bhagavatam,
yeah.
Reading scriptures.
Spontaneous. Raga is spontaneous. You know, chant the holy name loudly. You know, Nama Sankirtan. That is Bhagavat Mark. You know, Shravanam Kirtanam is Bhagavat Marg. You know, yeah, that is Bhagavat Marg. Shravanam Kirtanam is. And now, Bhagavat Marg devotees are spontaneous followers or spontaneous devotees. The spontaneous devotees means they are more on Paramahansa level platform. You know, is a Paramahansa platform. Yeah. Some prasadam come, then you eat. If the prasadam is not there, then you don't eat. Yeah. If you are tired and chanting, while chanting, you know, you might sleep. Or if you are too busy, you might forget to sleep. If you are too busy in chanting another, you forget to sleep. So this is Bhagavat Marg. There is no rules, there is no regulation in Bhagavat Marg or in Raga Marg. Because that Marg is supposed to be followed by Brahma Bhuta platform. The one who has come on the platform Brahma Bhuta Prasannatmas. The devotees who are lower than that or Kanishtha. Yeah. Or who are still in the Vidhi Bhakti, or still not purified, with their hearts. They are not supposed to jump directly to Raga Marga only. Not supposed to do that. So Srila Prabhupada, he did not do anything new. He did everything which was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has combined both the things. Raga Marga, I mean Bhagavat Marga and Pancharatrika Marga. And he, because he was on such an exalted platform, so he personally did not give any guideline for Pancharatrika Marga. He asked Rupa Sanatan Goswami, you know, to make that. You know. So, the Pancharatra is considered to be Abhidheya process. Pancharatra is Abhidheya, the process by which, or the process what we learn. Sanatan Goswami, he, under the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatan Goswami wrote Hari Bhakti Vilas. In Hari Bhakti Vilas is mainly giving the ritual side of the marga. You know, ritual side mainly. Hari Bhakti Vilas means giving all the rituals, what is to be done, how to follow this, what are the system, method, this, that, mainly method. You know, the method of the rituals, mainly. Sanatana. And Rupa Goswami, he wrote Nectar of Devotion, in which he gave the real mood behind all these rituals. Nectar of Devotion. So in other words, both are required. We must know the method from Hari Bhakti Vilas. At the same time, we must know the mood behind that of the deity worship. That is given in Nectar of Devotion. So in Nectar of Devotion, you know, now one question comes before we come from Nectar of Devotion. We'll take the Nectar of Devotion part. But before that, there is one question. That I accept everything, that I should, you know, follow this system, that system, accept everything. But I am just a common devotee. And maybe I am a book distributor or I am a Sankirtan devotee. Then why I should learn deity worship? What is the use? It's like, it's, you know, it's like a choice. I consider book distribution as the best. I consider, you know, holy name, chanting the holy name is the best. It is as per different choice, you know. Some devotee wants just want to do deity worship. Then why should I learn or the concept or the science of the deity worship? Why? Yeah. So what is my relation with Pancharatrika system? So now when the deity worship comes, Pancharatrika system includes deity worship. And deity worship means Brahmin. One must be Brahmin. And now let us understand how the deity worship is, it's a part of our Sankirtan movement. Yeah. It gives, it gives the social form to Sankirtan movement. Yeah. The social form to Sankirtan movement. Now we just learn one point here about how it is important for us. There are two different varnasram system established. One is Asurik varnasram system, where there is no god in that. And second is Deva varnasram system. A god is center point. Earlier Asurik varnasram system were followed. Ramchandra used to wear dhoti, Ravana also used to wear dhoti. He was also eating rice chapati, you know, dal sabji, and Ramchandra was also eating the same thing. Yeah. But They were following the culture. Ravana was following the culture. Duryodhan also used to wear dhoti. He was also. They were all, everyone followed the culture, but it was Asurik Varnashram. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu time, people were following Asurik Varnashram. You know, wearing dhoti and having a moral life is not Varnashram. It is Asurik Varnashram. But the Dev Varnashram is established, you know, or mainly preached by Prabhupada. Dev Varnashram is the real understanding of Varnashram system. Now, in the Sudra, Sudra is considered to be, they are only on the sense level, senses, just enjoy, nothing else. You know, and they are on Annamai level, Annamai. You know, Annamai, just eat and eat, you know, Annamai. Have enjoyment, sense enjoyment, and morally they are just, you know, doing this, getting, you know, engaged in job or services or arts, and you know, and such things. They keep engaged themselves, and their only thing is that, you know, they cannot do anything more than this. Only after sense enjoyment. They do jobs, they get, you know, in some dramas or some, you know, Hollywood, Bollywood or music or arts and this. They get active, they keep engaged in that. Because they don't know more than this. Their only thing is to, you know, sense enjoyment. There is no sanskar, they don't follow, only Viva sanskar. Now that is also not being followed. You know, Shudras generally are very less in that. You know, they die, they born in the house and die also in the house. They don't go to one, you know, even one prastha also. They don't go for one and nothing, no. It's they have very poor understanding. That's why they are called Annamai. The second is, little further than that is Vaishyas. Vaishyas are also more or less after senses, but they are extended sense enjoyment. So they are considered to be Pranamai. That we have already learned in Bhagavad Gita. More extended, Pranamai. So they follow morality. No? They follow morality. Because for them to be moral, means like, this is my land, this is your land, I will have a fence in that, you know, fencing, and you cannot steal my cabbage, I will not touch your cabbage, you know. They know what is morality. Means they give less importance to religiosity, and more importance to morality. Yeah. And they consider to be moral is all in all. Yeah. So they are vicious. They are little intelligent than Shudras. Little upper, you know, further. Then comes Gnanamaya, Kshatriyas. So Kshatriyas, they follow the, you know, social etiquettes, religiosity. They also follow religion. And they have better intelligence or manamai. They use their mind. Gnanamai is manamai. They use their mind and knowledge to rule the kingdom. You know, they are called, you know, administrators. Kshatriya. They know, you know, how to make the system, and how to, what are the rules which can help one to make the religious advancement. You know, so Kshatriyas, they are having this understanding. And further than that is a Brahmin. They are called Vignanmai. You know, they on the Brahma Bhuta platform, they know. They are not this body, they are soul, they are in the mode of goodness, and they have the real knowledge, the Brahmins. So as per the Pancharatrik Marg, only Brahmins can worship the deities, you know, practically, Brahmins. So they are beyond then these tendencies, Brahmins. Now in Brahmins there are categories. One is Dvija. So Dvija is twice born, that's it. Dvija, Kshatriya also get Dvija, Vaishya can also get Dvija, but Shudra they don't be Dvija. But Dvija means they have now, you know, opportunity to become Brahmin. It's not that, you know, you got Dvija, so now you can become a Brahmin. No. Now you can become a Brahmin. Now you got the opportunity to become Brahmin. Dvija. Then Vipra. Vipra means they study Vedas. Then they study knowledge. You know. What is that? Sanskrit Bhajitya Veda Patrati Vipra Brahmajanadeti Brahmin. I forgot the first line. What is the first line? Janmana Jayate Sudra Sanskrit Bhajit Dvija Veda Patrate Iti Vipra. The one who study Vedas, they are Vipras. They utilize their knowledge. And you know, they understand the knowledge. But the one who is realized, you know, about that knowledge, you know, is Brahmin. Brahma Janati, who knows the Brahman, is Brahmin. And further than this, the perfected Brahmin is considered to be Vaishnava. Perfected Brahmin. The one who is beyond this Vaishya category, Shudra category, Kshatriya category, Brahmin category by consciousness. Even advanced than Brahmin consciousness, he is Vaishnava. Who is, or we can call a realized Brahmin. One who has understood, you know, the meaning of all the Pancharatra system. That is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to develop the love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Vaishnavas are supposed to be already Brahminical, you know, who have already achieved the Brahminical qualities. So they are like that. So now we can understand that how being a Vaishnava or in the Sankirtan movement, Pancharatrik process is helping us to improve our consciousness. Practically, Prabhupada has, you know, all the our acharyas and everyone, you know, why they have given this Pancharatrik Vidhi? Because by engaging our mind and senses directly in the service of the deity form of the Lord, we get our heart very purified very fast. There is one sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam that the Kanishta Adhikari, you know, they are the worship of the deities in the temple, Kanishta Adhikari. If you remember, you know, the definition of Kanishta Adhikari, they have faith in the deities, don't respect the bhaktas. Right? Madhyam Adhikari, they have faith in the deities, at the same time, they have faith in Vaishnavas and they know the four different ways to, you know, deal with. You know. So it should not be misunderstood that the deity worship is for the less intelligent class of people. Sometimes the deity worship is considered to be time pass. What he can do? He knows nothing. He can only be pujari. That's it. You know. Sometimes in direct talk we talk. Means the devotee who does not know anything, so he can be pujari. What does it mean? We are minimizing the devotees who are worshipping the deity? Yeah. So that misconception should not be there. that the worshipper of the deities are considered to be Kanishtha Adhikari. That is a wrong understanding. They are not Kanishtha Adhikari. If they are Kanishtha Adhikari, you know, then what about our acharyas? Because all the acharyas, none of them, you know, were there that, you know, like, all the acharyas worship the deities, different deities. All the acharyas, they have worshipped the deities. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Sankaracharya, he also worshipped. His deity was Lord Nrsingadeva, Sankaracharya. His main deity. So he used to worship Shankaracharya used to worship Lord Nrsingadeva. Ramanujacharya used to worship Ranganath. Madhavacharya used to worship Udupi Krishna. He got founded from, you know, bunch of sandal wood paste. He got it. So this is misconception that Archa Vigraha or deity worship is meant for less intelligent class of people. No. It's not there. Now, because we have, you know, we discussed just now that in Dwapar Yuga, the deity worship was more elaborate, then why the Kali Yuga, which is Yuga Dharma, is in which the Yuga Dharma is a holy name, then why it is given that? Because Prabhupada accepted the Parampara system and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted devotees to practically get engaged in the deity worship, and this way we can easily and very quickly purify it from our contamination in the heart by engaging the senses and mind. Radha Krishna was not introduced that time. Yes, Lakshmi Narayan only. I still believe that there would be Panchopasana system that time, tantric system. They used to miss demigod worship there also with a big pomp. You know, Shiva and Kshatriyas are sometimes Kshatriyas are more attracted to Lord Shiva. Yeah. So the tantric system was more prominent. Some people are still following that tantric system even now also. They don't follow Pancharatrik system. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada, following all our parampara, Acharya parampara, he also established deity worship standards. We have Prabhupada, if there was no deity worship, there was no need of temple. Prabhupada said that I can sit in kutiya, small bhajan kutir. I don't require such palace like temples. I can chant my rounds in Vrindavan also. I can do it. But these big temples are to attract the conditioned souls to engage them in proper services. So that's why he built 108 temples. That was predicted, and he established the system. Otherwise, what is the use of big temples? What is the use of such an elaborate service or such a big? We like, our idea is to go and on the street and just chant the holy name and just distribute books. Yes, there were very less temples, but and at the same time we had less temple. And at the same time, we had less preaching.
Each acharya was having his own deity.
He was having his own deity. Bhakti Siddhant, Gaur Krishnadas was Paramahansa, so he did not require. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur and all others.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur predicted that there will be a temple there in Mayapur.
Even Nityananda Prabhu predicted. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was very elevated devotee, and he also took Babaji Vesh later on, and then he also chanting in Bhakti Kutir, Jagannath Puri, used to worship Radha Krishna and all. But all of them, they had deity worship. Even Advaita Acharya also and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he distributed or he preached this culture or Pancharatrik Vidhi or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, which is combined of all the other, you know, system. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you remember, out of four acharyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has combined everything from everyone. He has taken everything from each of acharyas. Like from Rudra Sampradaya, he has taken this deity worship. No, from Rudra Sampradaya, he has taken. That is called Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. And from different acharya, he has taken different. But then he gave combined package to, you know, Sanatana Goswami and six Goswamis, and to and ask them to, you know, make proper, you know, concise book or, you know, proper presentation in Hari Bhakti Vilas and Nectar of Devotion, many other books. So that's why we are even more fortunate to be follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to get all the knowledge of all the four sampradayas in at one place. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada also established this deity worship, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also used to say, don't try to see God, you know, you do something which God will like to see you. He used to say this. So in that regard, you know, it is something like, don't go to see the deities. You go to show yourself to the deities. Let them see you. What we are to see the deities. Let them see. We are for his enjoyment. And we are so, you know, then we will get the real mood that we are supposed to, you know, please the deities. Not the, you know, the idols. They are not the idols. Today I was discussing with some devotee. The cooperation between the devotees is possible if we are serving Krishna instead of idols. If the cooperation is not there, you know, so that platform is idol worship. We don't know what we are worshipping, what we are meant for, who is the real enjoyer. We are taking whole process as mechanical process. And that's why the Vaishnavas are having opinion difference. Not only opinion difference, but they are not prepared to work together in cooperation. And when there is no cooperation, that is means they don't have the real understanding of Krishna consciousness. And that is what Srila Prabhupada said. If you want to show your love to me, you have, you know, serve in cooperation. Why? The reason is to make such a big statement. Because Prabhupada knew this is very, very essential if we want to continue our movement for the future. Yeah. So the cooperation is lacking because of insufficient, or you call, you know, not proper understanding about the, you know, what we are doing, or maybe we are taking the deities as idol. It takes long time to understand the deity to be Krishna. We still after many years see the deity as only deity, only idol. After so many years, we are not able to realize that the deities are non-different from Krishna. You know. So that's why, by engaging our mind and senses again and again in the worship, or, you know, in the service of the deities, we are gradually coming to the standard or the platform where we will be having this consciousness that actually what we are doing. Yes?
before appearing this Bhaktika examination at Vrindavan, I went to Prabhudananda
Okay.
Certain question answers I couldn't understand, I went there. You see, before taking Brahmanical Diksha, you must understand one thing. That the photograph of Prabhupada is not photograph.
He's
worshipping is Prabhupada. If you have the understanding, then only you can understand, otherwise not. That means if you are worshipping Gaur Nitya's deities, they are actual Gaur Nitya's. You have to understand, you have to figure practically, then only you can.
Yes.
That is Brahman Diksha, and that
yes.
is then only.
So, at least theoretically, we have to accept in our process. Then gradually we will be able to realize and we can talk to God, you know. Like, ye tamam prapadyante ta sathiva bhajame. The way our surrender is, Krishna will see what the way we are surrendering to Krishna, you know. And then he will talk, if required. You know, like, you know, Sakshi Gopal Leela. He said that, oh, he came back, that young Brahmin came back to the deity. And he said, see, you were the witness. We had the promise. You saw that. And I purposefully asked this old Brahmin that let him make the deal or the promise, you know, in front of deities. You know, because anything can be changed, so you were the witness. So, deity was very merciful. I said, okay, so what? So, well, you have to come there. To Orissa. Well, how it is possible? Have you ever seen deities walk? Have you ever seen? Yeah. Then what was the answer by young Brahmin? Have you ever seen the deities talk? If the deity can talk, can't he walk? Then the Gopal deity smiled and he was just, you know, testing this Brahmin. And he said, okay, then you go and bring some rice and give it to me. Offer some bhoga. I'll eat. And then I'll walk. You know. So, it is as per the realization, the deities will talk also. That is the highest standard of deity worship. When you can talk to them, because that is the main purpose of deity worship. That is what we are doing for actually. If we can talk to Krishna, that is what we are actually doing. That is the whole process. You know. So, we must know there can be different motives behind deity worship. We should clear with our motives what we actually want to do with the deity worship, you know. Like, sometimes people want to serve the deities. The real understanding we have already cleared, what actually we are supposed to do with the deity worship. We, by serving deity worship, or doing this deity worship, we are purifying our heart and senses, mind and intelligence, to re-establish or to revive our Krishna consciousness. There is the real ideal reason behind this, right? But some people have different motives behind the deity worship. And that motives, if the ulterior motives are there, then you will not get the perfection in the deity worship. Get the perfection. Take them as an ideal only. You will not able to understand that they are Krishna. You will not able to understand. Yesterday somebody was telling me that Prabhuji, deity worship means to remove the cloth of the deities very peacefully. I said, yes. But if you just snatch it, you just pull out all the dresses. Why? Because you are getting late. Then I said that this is not deity worship. I told, even though they are pujaris, they are Brahmins, but you are just pulling off Krishna's, you know, garments. Not deity worship. This is just a seva aparad, nothing else. You know. And the one who is doing seva aparad, they are heavily punished. Their consciousness is highly disturbed. and the reason and the outcome will be there, they will gradually fall down from their standard of Krishna consciousness if they don't improve, because sevapra is very dangerous. So Sanatana Goswami gave Hari Bhakti Vilas and Rupa Goswami gave Nectar of Devotion. And in Nectar of Devotion, he gave different you know, limbs of devotional service. How many? 64, right? Out of 64, the 5 are main, and out of 5, the 5th one is serving the deity form of the Lord with the great faith. I believe that you know all the 5. Right? You know all the 5. First is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Second is associating with advanced devotees. You know, third is living in the sacred place such as Mathura. Fourth is chanting the holy name of the Lord. And fifth is serving the deity form of the Lord with the great faith. These are 5 essential. If you can't follow all everything, but these 5 should be followed by everyone. Now, if these 5 should be followed by everyone, means everyone. No matter you are Sankirtan devotee, you are a book distributor, who you are. There is no mention here that one who is doing one service, they should not follow these 5. They can follow only what they want. No. 5 is, it is clearly mentioned. Among these 5, all 64 Vidhi Sadhana Bhakti, he selected 5 to be principal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said these 5 to be principals. You know? So all of them are equally important than, you know, with each other. So all should be given proper importance. You cannot minimize the importance of deity worship at any situation, at any point. You cannot minimize. At the same time, all the 4, chanting of holy name cannot be minimized at any point. You know, or having the dhamvas cannot be minimized at any point. Or associating with the advanced devotees, mention is clear. Advanced devotees, not the equalas. People have tendency to associate with the equals or juniors. They refrain to go to advance because the junior is a comfort zone. You know, so associating with advance is not comfort zone because there is an ego inside the heart. That ego is the real problem of our consciousness. And at the same time, the 5th one, which is the first one, is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam can never be minimized. You know, cannot give less importance to any of these 5. You know. Even further, given the, you know, Prabhupada says, the power of this 5 principle is very wonderful and difficult to reconcile. Even without faith in them, a person who is offenseless can experience dormant love of Krishna simply by being a little connected with them. From Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Prabhupada says this. Yeah. And further also mention that out of the remaining 59, there are remaining 59 limbs, 35 are connected with the deities. Yeah. Remaining 59. 35 are connected with the limbs. Means out of 64, you see, you know, 35 is connected with the deities and 36 itself is a deity worship. So now you can see, out of 59, 35 is less, more than 50% are connected with the deities. Yeah. That is Archa Vigra. So, this single item, Archana, itself is, you know, can be expanded into 64 different elements. This Archa Vigra itself can be expanded, you know. And that can be correlated with the other 64 limbs of devotional service. You know, is mentioned. So, it is not that we are just glorifying deity worship. They are just giving me the fact. As I told you, all the five has its own importance. You can never minimize or compare each other. No, all the five have their own importance. So, Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrut, Madhya Lila, Shraddha, Visheshata, Priti, Sri Murtir, Angri Sevane. One should have full faith and love in worshipping the lotus feet of the deities. You know, the faith should be there in the deity worship, otherwise there is no way of deity worship. You know?
Faith.
The faith and love depend on a proper understanding of the deity's identity. If you don't know who is the deity, how can you have the faith? If you see some deity form and you don't know who is he, how can you have the faith? You must know the deity. And how to know that deity? Pratima nahi tumi sakshat prajendranandan. That is to know the deity. That way we can know the deity. And when you know the deity, then you can have the faith. Without faith or without knowing the deity, you can never have deity worship. Without faith, if you just do deity worship because somebody asked you to do, you know, or because you are supposed to do, because you are somehow or other pujari, you know, or somebody selected you as a pujari, or you did not find any proper occupation for you, then you selected pujari role, even though you don't have faith in the deities. All mess. So, Srila Prabhupada says in Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto, worship of the Archavigra is not idol worship. The Archavigra is an incarnation of the Lord as a form appreciated, appreciable by everybody. Therefore, devotees engage in the temple in the service of the Lord as Archavigraha, a form made of sthula material objects such as stone, metal, wood, jewels or paint. All of these are called sthula or physical representation. Since the devotees follow the regulative principle of worship, even though the Lord is there in His physical form, He is non-different from His original spiritual form. Thus, the devotee gets the benefit of achieving the ultimate goal of life, that is to say, becoming always absorbed in the thought of the Lord. We just talk about definition and goal of Arjuna, then we will continue next time. Archa Vigraha Upasana is one of the nine processes mentioned in Navada Bhakti by Prahlad Maharaj in 7th canto. The definition of Archana is this. If you want the sloka, I repeat the sloka. It is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.37.137. Shuddhi Nyasadi Purvanga Karma Nirvaha Purva Karma Archanam Tu Upacharanam Syan Mantre No Papadanam. This is definition given by Rupa Goswami. Archana is defined as offering of articles of worship. Offering of article of worship. That is upacharas. The article which are offered, you know, offering of articles of worship, that is upacharas, with mantra after having performed preliminary purificatory activities, that is called purvanga karma. Preliminary purificatory activities before doing deity worship, that is called purvanga karmas. Or which can consider, which can also be called Bhuta Shuddhi or Nyas, such as Bhuta Shuddhi and Nyas. This is the definition of Archana by Rupa Goswami. Yeah. It may appear like to be, you know, little ritualistic, some, you know, rather technical or even ritualistic, but if one keeps the goal of deity worship clearly in the mind, then the different aspects of Archana, with its various technical rules and regulation, will be found to serve their purpose, which is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we don't understand this final goal of the deity worship, what we are actually doing for the deities, then we are making full mess in the deity worship. And in the result, Lord Narsingdev, you know, there was a deity in Rajasthan, there was so many, you know, aparadha, and in the service of deities, Narsingdev, he got furious. There was a Ugra Narsingha form of deity, and he was not in Mayapur, so he was in Rajasthan. So he was, you know, Ugra form, and he burnt away whole village. You know, it is there. It's still there in Rajasthan. That village is still there. Nobody goes there. It's a ghostly village. Nobody goes there. Nobody goes there because, you know, they call, oh, years back, some long back, there was some problem here, and everyone left this place. This place, nobody goes there. Nobody worships because it's just, even the temple, it was temple. In the temple, they had a problem. Yeah, but actually, not only ISKCON devotees, Bhakti Siddhant had Narsingha-shila. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was worshipping Narsingha-shila. Advaita Acharya called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering Ganga water to Narsingha-shila. So all our Acharyas, they worship Lord Narsingha-dev. You know. So the idea of the deity worship, or the goal of the deity worship, is to never forget Krishna and always remember Krishna. This is the idea. And if you can do this much by deity worship, then you are successful. Otherwise, you are failure. So we stop here. We already discussed about Bhagavat Marg and Pancharatrik Marg. And next time, we will take little, you know, few Prabhupada quotation on that. And then we will talk about qualification of Archana and Panchanga Upasana. Panchanga and 16 way of, and maybe let's see. Panchapachar. Yeah, so we can talk on that, and then simplified process of the basic deity worship at home, and then little elaborate understanding of the deity worship in the next to next session. So we stop here.